Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the simply massive universe around our ridiculously small planet, and also what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. We are, as usual, turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips and welcoming him back right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Mars and Saturn in the western and southern sky after sunset. The moon this week is passing through its first quarter phase, and as such, will become very bright towards weekend.
Recently on Stargazer, we were talking about the end of a massive piece of space technology, the Kepler, but we have this week some brand new space technology that is headed to a planet near you.
It certainly is. And in just a couple of weeks, the Mars InSight lander will make planetfall on the red planet in a region known as Elysium Planitia. This new arrival to the Martian space probe party will study the interior structure of the red planet and monitor it for any tectonic activity that may be taking place for around 2 years, which is actually just one Martian year, and hopefully answer the question of whether or not Mars is truly dead on the inside.
If there's an earthquake or some kind of movement up there, that it'll take about 20, 30 minutes for us to find out because of the delay?
It'll take about that time for us to find out, but the probe itself will be recording this data as things happen in real time, so it's going to be Johnny on the spot as far as that's concerned.
Johnny on the spot. There's another one of your little Britishisms. So what you're really describing is essentially a robot geologist.
It sure is. InSight will help us understand if there is any heat flowing within the red planet, which could indicate whether or not the planet is still active in the interior. Here on Earth, we see evidence of internal activity all the time, especially with active volcanoes and earthquakes and geysers and all this sort of thing. But Mars has none of those features.
Geysers? Is that what the British call geysers? Is that what you guys call geysers?
I believe you call it geyser.
And back to serious stuff. So what about the big volcanoes up there?
As far as we know, they have been extinct for millions of years. But that doesn't mean that under the surface things are quiet.
Is this thing a rover too?
It is not. It will stay in one place and monitor Mars continuously for the whole duration of its mission.
Well, we'll be looking for its Johnny-on-the-spot delivery of whatever it's hearing up there. And maybe it'll be spotting a new geyser. It's Christopher Phillips and another fun and enlightening Stargazer report here. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.